Welcome to Coach Me, the podcast for women who want more. More clarity, more confidence, more you. We're Tanu and Catherine, friends, working moms, businesswomen, and real-life coaching buddies.
Each week, we cut the BS and bring you insights, tools, and truth bombs that help you show up stronger at work, at home, and in life. If we can coach each other through the chaos,
we can coach you too.
Welcome back to Coach Me. Today, we're tackling a big one, ambition versus alignment. We've all been told ambition is everything. Set goals, chase more, climb higher. But ambition is about the what. Alignment is about the why. And if you don't understand your why, your what will never feel like enough.
Exactly, and especially now, heading into Q4, it's the perfect moment to pause and ask yourself, am I chasing goals that are truly mine, or am I carrying borrowed ambitions from maybe parents or teachers or bosses or even Instagram? So if your goals don't feel like they belong to you, they'll drain you instead of driving you.
Right. And just to throw it out there, have you heard of Ikigai?
I mean, I have, but let's ask our audience, have you heard of this Japanese concept, Ikigai? Is that how you say it?
Yes, it's Ikigai. So it is a Japanese concept about your reason for being. Not saying we're going to structure your life around it today, but it's a neat reminder that alignment isn't just about goals. It's about why those goals matter to you. We thought this would be a great topic as we move towards Q4, like Kathy said, because it's just in time for you to slip into this reset and reflect phase at the end of the year.
And so many of us grew up with the mantra, like Tanu said in the beginning, like work harder, climb higher, achieve more. And ambition always felt like it's the only path to success. But obviously, as always, there is a kicker. And ambition isn't bad. If you want to chase titles or salary bumps or even that perfect body, that's fine, but only if those things really actually connect to your personal values. Because otherwise, you'll end up constantly achieving stuff, but never really feeling like you've arrived. You know that feeling when you climb that mountain, you achieve that goal that you set yourself, but you don't feel like you actually arrived. You don't feel that satisfaction. That's when you hit that burnout trap. And I see that over and over with my clients. Those ambitious women, they hit that point where they feel so overloaded and so burned out because they keep chasing things, but they hit the point. And that normally happens around midlife because of hormonal influences and all that kind of stuff as well. That's when, you know, many of us, and I'm sure our audience resonates with that, when we hit that moment where we question our values and realize that the ambition we had chasing all of these things and the alignment with our values is somehow out of sync. And that can cause a massive identity crisis.
Yeah, and not just for women, right? I mean, it's probably how the midlife crisis sneaks up on you. So if you go deeper, ambition is usually shaped by conditioning. From a young age, we're taught what success looks like by our families, teachers, peers, and, you know, any people around us. So if your parents valued stability, you might chase a safe career. If your friends or your cousins were very competitive, you might set your bar higher just to keep up. Ambition always feels external, like I should want this. And because it's borrowed, it can eventually start to feel hollow.
A couple of days ago, I was sitting with my aunt who was visiting from Australia, and we got exactly into that. We talked about this idea from, I think it was established initially by Carl Jung, but it got more popular later when Richard Rohr expanded on it in his book, Falling Upward. And the idea is that life has two halves. In the first half, we're busy building the container, basically. The career, the family, the status, the proving ourselves kind of container. That's where you have your ego. And like you said, the more externally driven ambition. And then there is a second half in life. That's when the mask starts to slip, for some of us at least. There's still a lot of people who stay in that ego state and that externally focused way of life. But I'm assuming ourselves and our audience included, we are the ones who question things at some point and want to get more into this alignment. So for those people like us and our audience, I'm sure we get to a point where we stop asking, how do I look from the outside? And we start asking, does any of this actually feel like me? And that's when the crisis begins, but that's also when the alignment begins. So that is this kind of like midlife shift, or could be become a midlife crisis if it's really disaligned. It could become an awakening if it gets really aligned. So, and like I said earlier, a trigger for that can be hormonal changes that increase self-awareness at this life stage, but it could also just be a general, more spiritual and more thoughtful awakening where you've achieved so many things and then you start to wonder, do they fulfill me or do they make me feel hollow? And honestly, it is such a good turning point. It's not a bad thing if you hit this moment in your midlife. It is a turning point and an opportunity. And I think Carl Jung also said, everything before the age of 40 is just research. So this is really when life begins, when you align your ambition to your true values. And when you realize ambition alone just doesn't cut it anymore, right? So to your point, Tanu, I really believe that this ikigai, Japanese method, ikigai, can be really helpful as a reminder to figure out the why and not just the what.
Oh, I love that. You're getting me excited for my 40s now. As I get close to it.
I mean, it's not so long anymore.
Yeah. I'd like to, you know, put everything behind me as research. That's a great way of framing it. But yeah, ikigai, for the ones who don't know, just to give a little bit of detail there. Like I said, the reason of being. So four rules of ikigai are the four fundamental questions that you actually answer to find your purpose. That's where it comes from. So what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. When all four of these elements or fundamental questions, they come together, and whatever you're doing with your life, using all these four converging, is when you are in a state of absolute passion and joy.
Oh, it's like an energy level 6.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Nice.
How does that then fit with ambition and alignment, the ikigai?
So ambition is usually external. Let's say like what other people clap for, right? What other people would see as being your achievement, that in turn also makes you feel like, okay, you are following all the norms of the society and external expectations. So it's the what the world needs and what you can be paid for. So externally, people are looking at, okay, you're solving some problems in the world and you're getting paid for it. But internally, what's happening is that how you're doing that is by doing what you love and what you're good at. So there is no misalignment between your own value system and the work you're doing and what you're getting paid for.
Okay. So if I understand you correctly, the ambition side of the ikigai is the what am I doing and what do I actually want, like the external side of things. And the alignment side of it is more the why, right? To your point earlier, it's the what versus the why. There is a really simple gut check if you don't know which one is which, ambition or alignment. Ambition often feels like pressure. It's something you pressurize yourself about and you really force, whereas alignment feels like a fuel. even if it's hard work, but it feels like that flow state. It feels like it's energizing you. So if your goals you set yourself or goals you want to achieve, if you set them to impress others, but they actually exhaust you, then that's what midlife shows you, that mirror, that self-betrayal. So you don't see it as success anymore to pretend, but you see it as success if you're true to yourself.
Yeah, that's right? Why you start feeling empty sometimes, even when the success exists per other people's definition. And yeah, that gut check is a great way to identify it. So every time I set a goal, I'd better ask myself if my goal feels like they were assigned to me by the world around me, or do they actually light me up from the inside?
Absolutely. I think we all need to do that gut check a lot more frequently. But let's get practical on that note, as we are all heading into our end of year reviews or final goal adjustments before we crash for Christmas. Or if you're just thinking about your next steps in your career or in your life, you can just grab a pen and paper now and write down your top three goals for this Q4 or whatever kind of time period. And then ask yourself, for each one of those goals, is it ambition or is it alignment? Is it driven by I should do this or by a true value behind it? And just asking yourself that for each of the goals you're chasing or each of the goals you're setting for yourself, that one question, is it ambition or alignment, can save you months of wasted time running in circles, burning yourself out. So it's a really simple thing to do if you're setting goals for yourself. Every time, do that little check.
I like that. It's short and sweet. Just a simple check. But also keep your mind open. Sometimes you do that check, you land at an answer, and somewhere along the line, you realize you have to tweak your goal or change something. So allow that to happen as well. So the ambition and alignment exercise that Kathy introduced you to is a very quick one and gives you an idea of what the symptoms are, right? Like if you're setting goals with more ambition in mind that are driven by other people, or if it's truly aligned. But sometimes it's not very easy to really find that answer from your gut, which is when this five whys exercise that I do with my clients comes in handy. So if it feels more ambition than alignment, just don't toss it. Try to peel it back. Ask what's the need behind this ambition, right? We're not saying, oh, if your goals are being set by ambition, that's not good. That's not a good thing to do. There's always a hidden meaning behind it, right? Which might be aligned with some kind of value system that you hold or some belief system that you hold dear to you. So when you peel it back, you might find that the promotion that you're trying to chase or the title that you're trying to chase is less about what it is, but more about the depth of your need for freedom or recognition or influence. So let me give you an example. This might help bring it home. So one of my clients had been chasing a promotion to VP level. She was a director, and that was the only thing she would talk about over and over again whenever we discussed her future plans. It was almost like it was her lifeline. So we started with talking about why she has set herself such an aggressive goal, because she wanted to achieve that promotion within the next 6 months. And she said, well, she wanted more money and responsibility, and she wanted this year to be the year where she earns X amount of money annually. So then I asked her, why more money and responsibility? And her answer was, to prove that I'm capable and successful. And then I asked, why do you want to prove that you're capable? And that's when we went into a rabbit hole of how her mom always compared her to her cousins and told her that she had to be the best at what she does. Otherwise, she is not doing enough. So her self-worth was tied to achieving things throughout her childhood. So when I asked her, why are you tying worth to overachieving? She realized that she had always linked external recognition to internal value. So she thought she was valuable only when she got recognition or validation from people around her based on her own efforts. And that's when it was a light bulb moment for her that at the root, it was about security and respect, not really the title itself. To deserve respect, she believed it had to be about what she does and the validation others give to her and not really who she is. So in a nutshell, with experience, it might take up to five whys to really get to the bottom of what's behind your goal, why you want to set that goal. So if you do this exercise, you can do it by yourself or you can do it with a coach or a mentor. So you're being honest to yourself.
Gosh, that's so relatable. And it's such a perfect example because I think for a lot of us, this is exactly the same case, right? This need for recognition that is somewhat like tied to a childhood misalignment of values and how we felt love needs to be earned. I think that's way too common that this happens and that we chase something blindly and feel like puppets. That are literally running around and don't feel like they're in control of their lives. If you just feel like a rag doll, basically, not in control of your life because you are doing things because you think that's an expectation or that's the only way how you earn trust or love or recognition, I think it's a really powerful exercise to go these five levels deep with the why questions. I've actually used the why five levels deep exercise in the past as well to get deeper into understanding why I want to create my business. It's a really good exercise to use for founders and creators to really align your vision and purpose of your business to yourself and your values. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to reach these people? Why do you want to put out this message? Why do you have this mission? And go really deep with that into your values to be aligned. Because in life and in business, when you're authentic, it just flows better. And it's more believable and trustworthy and transparent. So yeah, whether it's your personal goals or it's a business you're starting or a new career, you need to ask yourself why you're getting into it. I think it's a very, very powerful exercise.
There you go. You got another great use case for it. Thank you, Kathy.
Absolutely.
So remember, alignment doesn't mean less ambition. It just means ambition that fits. Ambition is the what, alignment is the why. And if your what isn't powered by your why, you'll always feel like you're chasing and not arriving. To sum it up, remember, alignment doesn't mean less ambition. It just means ambition that fits. Ambition is the what, alignment is the why. And if your what isn't powered by your why, you'll always feel like you're chasing, not arriving.
100%. And if today's episode made you rethink your own ambitions, then please make sure you share this episode with a friend who needs that reminder too. Remember, sharing is caring. Well, see you next week. That's a wrap.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Coach Me. Got a question or something you want us to coach through? Slide into our DMs or drop us a message. We might feature it on the next episode.
And hey, don't forget to hit follow your future self with thank you. Just one more quick note. Everything we share here is based on our own experiences and coaching tools. It's not medical or mental health advice. So if you're struggling or need support, please reach out to a qualified professional. You've got this and we've got you. See you next time on Coach Me. That's it.